Now, if you haven't heard by now, police have detained a man after a 17-year-old girl's naked body was found in Philippi on Saturday. The suspect is in his 20s and has been questioned by police. The investigation is still underway and further details cannot be disclosed as this at this stage. It's unclear how the teen died. This comes after President Cyril Ramaphosa announced that 21 women were killed and raped, or rather 21 women were killed across the country in the past 2 weeks. Different sectors of society, including gender activists and religious groupings, are calling for the justice system to take decisive action against the perpetrators. Joining us now live is the Community Mobilization and Education Unit Manager at Sonke Gender Justice, that is Nonhlanhla Skhosana. Nonhlanhla, good morning. Thank you so very much for joining us on the show.
Morning to the listeners.
So Nonhlanhla, I mean, we talk about this pandemic, we talk about this genocide, I don't know what else to call it. But let's start off with the latest reported incident in Philippi this weekend. What do we know so far?
I think these issues are issues that we've been dealing with for a long time. We remember the case of Anin Poisons. We've been, you know, talking from then until now. So in terms of this case, I think what is important for us to know is that our children are at risk. Our children are really in a space where they are not safe. And we think that the government is doing not enough, because, you know, for us, a concern is that as much as we appreciate that the president has acknowledge that we, as a country, we need to have an NSP, and we now have an NSP. But the problem is, we said the NSP need to be funded so that we can be able to deal with such cases. We cannot just have a plan that is not funded. How are we going to get services for the survivors?
Talking about the plan, I mean, do you have details of a plan? I mean, we've had a lot of talk from government regarding gender-based violence and how they plan to change the justice system to act as a deterrent. But in your opinion, what needs to happen to stop the abuse and killings before they happen?
What needs to happen, it's us to start a conversation about gender equality, because when we start to talk about gender-based violence, where does it come from? Because most of the people, and mostly men, are more willing to talk about gender-based violence than talking about gender equality, because, you know, people think that they would lose their power when they see women as human beings, see women as their equals, see women as people who are capable of doing things that even men can do. So the way we deal with issues, we deal with symptoms rather than the main cause. And it is very important that we need to start talking about gender equality. Even within the religious sector, they are so uncomfortable when you start to talk about issues of gender equality. They are okay to talk about gender-based violence. But that becomes a problem, because at the end, you even listen to the language that is used, you know, when men are trying to get engaged on issues of prevention of gender-based violence, they will talk about our women, we need to protect our women. You know, while you still hear those words that says men need to protect women, it shows that they still see themselves as superior than women. So we need to start talking about issues of gender equality, and that will result in a space where we see each other as human beings, and I think there will be a decrease in terms of gender-based violence.
If you've just joined the conversation, we are not lost. It's 26 minutes after 5. You're listening to the Community Education and Mobilization Unit Manager at Sonke Gender Justice. That is Nonhlanhla Skhosana, who joins you to talk about the genocide, the pandemic that's currently taking place in our country. And just like you, we're shell-shocked. We don't know what to do, but we are constantly trying to find solutions and ask the questions of what needs to be done to stop this. Earlier, we asked the question to Nonhlanhla that government seems to have put in place, or seems to be talking about putting in place, of dealing with perpetrators after the deeds or the acts have happened. But the question is, how do we stop it from even happening? Mrs. Nonhlanhla coming in and saying that no, we need to have a conversation around this. More needs to be done. What are your thoughts? 0214460567. That is the number that you can dial. Be part of the conversation. Be part of the solution. Mrs. Nonhlanhla, tell us more about hashtag Speak Out campaign.
The hashtag Speak Out campaign started during the issue of the lockdown, where we were aware that most of the women and children are living in houses with the perpetrators of gender-based violence. And we know that most of the cases that we have in this country are cases that are happening because of people who are closer to the survivors. The issue of intimate partner violence, we are rated as one of the countries who've got the highest number. In fact, our numbers are five times the global average. So as Sonke Gender Justice, we said we need to have communities that will be able to support each other, communities who will speak out about gender-based violence, but especially even families who will speak out about gender-based violence, because these cases are firstly reported to family members, and family members who will think it is okay to keep quiet and say, let us resolve this issue within the family and the issue must not report it. So we're encouraging communities and families to say, report cases of gender-based violence, and we need to be there for survivors of gender-based violence.
And this is not that, I mean, we are running out of time, but I mean, you talk about reporting incidents of gender-based violence, and which is something that I personally am having to work at, because, I mean, in my past experience, you know, you try to stop an incident, you always find that you get caught in between and you end up being the ones that the couple is talking about. And I think for many of us in South Africa, and I'm sure you'd have heard this, where they talk about that you don't enter an issue of two. But certainly this is what we talk about, where something needs to change. That conversation needs to change.
Exactly. That's what we need to change, to say issues of gender-based violence are no longer a secret, are no longer issues of families, like you're saying, it is a concern for everybody. So we need to report. But also in our hashtag Speak Out campaign, we're saying if you do that, you need to also make sure that you are aware that you also need to be safe. And that is why there are numbers that you can be able to call and remain anonymous, in terms of, you know, making sure that the survivor is getting help. So we need to be able to do that. But what I also need to highlight is the fact that when you're dealing with issues of gender-based violence and want to make change, it's not an easy process. We find ourselves in a space where we are at risk, because the people who are perpetrators of gender-based violence, some of them are hard criminals, are core criminals, and those people are very dangerous. But we see, you know, a space where you need to make some means to make sure that has been stopped, because most of the young women who are dying are killed by people who are criminals. We have cases of people who are at the high court, and when you hear things that they were doing before, and they have this money that they get in a very criminal way, and they will target young women and kill young women because they think young women are, you know, are their commodities. When they have money, they can take advantage of young women. So yes, it is very difficult. Yes, it is challenging, but we need to do it and have better ways of doing it. And that is why in the hashtag Speak campaign, as Sonke was saying, we need to do that, but we have also make sure that we're trying to be safe.
This is Nhlanhla. Unfortunately, I have run out of time. Thank you so very much for joining us on the show. Nhlanhla Skhosana, Community Education and Mobilization Unit Manager at Sonke Gender Justice.